Welcome to English Tidbits with your host, Monica. This is an English as a Second Language podcast for intermediate to advanced levels of learning. The podcast is about everyday topics. Today, I'm going to focus on intermediate level, so I will speak a little slower. Today's topic is going to be about leadership and what really makes a good leader. I have been very fortunate to have worked with leaders that were pretty great. I find that there were certain aspects or skills that would really come to mind when I would interact with these leaders. And I think engaging in open communication and knowing that whatever I say and whatever they say is going to be in a safe space, I think that that's a really good thing, because especially with leaders, I want to say that they would want to have some honest feedback. And for them to have a good feedback from their employees or staff, they need to also have their trust. And when they say, we're going to have an open communication, or we're going to have these open lines of communication, then that needs to be something where the worker needs to feel safe and be able to actually be open when communicating with leaders, so that leaders have good feedback. I think another strong skill set is listening. Leaders that possess listening skills they're just not there to hear, but really listen. So that's a lot more, it's deeper, you know? It's deeper than just hearing a situation or hearing somebody out. It's really going a little deeper than that. And when they have these listening skills, you just feel like you are being heard. And you also can get feedback from them and constructive feedback from leaders when they really pay attention to what you're saying and those listening skills are there. And I also feel that the other very important skill that leaders should possess, and at least the ones that I have interacted with have, are the ones that are there to help you and know what's going on with the community, because they're very involved. They're very hands-on. They like to see things from their perspective, and they go out with you and interact with families and the communities. And those are the leaders that I feel that really want to maintain that connection with not only their own employees and staff, but with the community as well. So again, to give you a little background, I'm mainly focusing on leaders that are in the social services profession, because I have a bachelor's in sociology and social work. So in my career, I started out as a social worker. I began my career as a social worker, and I've had the privilege to have some leaders that were pretty strong. and they all had their qualities, and I just feel very lucky in having had leadership like that where I can also emulate, right? You lead by example, and I feel that I've learned from the best. So when I say that they are more in tune with the community, that's what I'm talking about. These are the leaders that actually went out with us social workers to the field or to the community or, you know, to the population that we were serving, and were very hands-on with what we were doing. So, for example, if my day-to-day job as a social worker was going out in the field and doing interviews or interviewing families or organizations, the leader would always step in and help. You know, they would help and suggest some other creative ways of possibly asking something, but they were never rude, obviously. They never just interrupted. They were very tactful. They were very mindful of the situation and really respected us as social workers. And that to me speaks volumes. It's just a great thing when you have a leader that is there helping you. Can you imagine? I've had leadership like that. And I've been very lucky, as I said before, to have this experience with some of the leaders that were very different in their approach, but were very empathetic and very respectful and just very mindful, right, of the situations that we were encountering at the time. So what about you? Do you work for a company with great leadership? And if so, what are some of the things that you like about that person? What are some of the things that you have learned? Or what are some of the things that you actually apply now because you are the leader? Thank you once again for listening to this episode and share this podcast with people who you feel may benefit from it. I will see you again on every other Thursday. And much love to you. And once again, thank you for listening and tune in. Bye for now.